Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.
Okay, it is 8 minutes after the hour of 6. Welcome to it. It is Good Friday. Yes, today we are 1 man down. My main man, Mapoloba, is out not feeling very well emotionally. He has lost his friend, Undabizit. And we've been talking about Ndabizita for, I think, for the past 5 weeks, every single show,
yeah.
I don't know why, but it just happened. But yeah, may his soul rest in peace. And to my main man, my polar bear, Kina Kazlam, these things happen. And yeah, be strength to the family. Now, Kinubeka, Nikan Bavit.
We're good.
Right! Namdanje, Ipete Yamne. This message is dedicated to Mbali. I'm going to say, what have you faked in life? I'm saying this because of the accident that I saw on social media during the week. But the house you put in, that's just me again. These statements, they have nothing to do with the guy FM. That's just me.
Such a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. I have all the proof. So what have you faked in life to be where you are right now? I'll tell you what I did. I think I was doing Sana 3. When I failed Sana 3, I took my report. I wrote pass. But I wrote pass, the spelling was wrong.
Oh.
The pass was P-A-A-S.
Yes.
And I pass. So that's the first thing that I faked. So I want to know from you, what have you faked in life? What have you licensed? What have you anything or I fake life in?
I think with me, I've faked the one thing that every woman fakes.
Okay.
Probably every night.
Giving you.
Asikolapo. But I've actually faked an entire relationship.
Oh.
Mm. I'm serious. I have faked an entire relationship.
What does that mean?
So I pretended to be in a relationship where I would send myself flowers, you know.
Okay, I haven't done
that. Send myself messages. Because I wanted to try and make someone jealous. So I faked an entire relationship.
Okay, this went on for how long?
Maybe about 6 months.
What?
When you luma like sandle, you know, like
love fight.
But yeah, I faked an entire relationship. Yeah, that's just
wow.
Did it work? Was he jealous?
Yeah, very jealous. But yeah, it was not sustainable. It was just not going to work.
What have you faked, JJ?
Not for 6 months. I faked my age. So there was like an...
Who are you people? Fake your age.
I wanted to go to this other audition and I was so sure, but I was like 2 years older. Not to know, but I look young anyway.
Again, the truth.
No, yeah. I went through like to the third run until they said, bring your ID copies.
For me, I'm not sure if I should be saying this. You know,
I've
been working here for 10 years.
Yeah. Right. Are you sure you want to say what you want to say? It's out there already.
I've been working here for 10 years. When I started working here, I worked with Jeff Muloi. Okay.
Yeah.
So next time I started Jeff, and then they asked me, have you ever been on radio before?
Yes.
So I said, no, I haven't been on radio before. Okay. Then bang bag. But okay, do you have any experience? And at the time, I was running a website. It was like an athletics website, okay? But it wasn't, strictly speaking, journalism website. Because being vibing, you're racing, and then kinkadinepe, kishutabatu.
Sure.
Like, then...
Article nyana,
same time photo.
Yeah.
So then I was asked to submit, like, a portfolio. And I submitted that because it was the only thing that I had. I had done a completely different degree. And then I had to come then for auditions and all of this and all of this. So when we got eventually for them to employ me, there was another lady in HR. And she would keep on forgetting, like, no, you're supposed to send me this thing. How many followers has this platform of yours got that you've been running? It was very, 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 very small. And she forgot. And about 6-7 months later, she asked me, oh, by the way, please, Kupa, on sendele your qualifications and your CV and this and that and that.
While you're inside now.
I've been working.
And?
And then I said that, okay, so I sent the university degrees and stuff. They got that. And then they looked, and then they looked at this thing with Aman. But le website le. So I said, yeah. But then they just didn't say anything, and then I was like, okay.
I think there's one thing I want to say, Craig. Yes, of course, I love it. I'll close your lavender. 6:21. Yes, Mambo Vanga Kado Selenga, 9 minutes before you catch your train. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. Shout out to my main man, Phil De E, who drives trains and says he was up at 2 a.m. Yes, 2 a.m.
Mela Ilande.
Whoa, what?
I'm just confused. Like,
he drive, I land. What do you mean?
Like, hasn't you have to, you know, what I take, Mela Ilande. I'm asking. I'm just.
We'll talk about that later. Taking a call, 086-000-0959. What have you faked in life? We want to start with Mbali's lover, Slindile.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Shabunjan.
Yeah, Pilanjan.
Grand.
Okay, so I faked where I live, ne?
Because,
as in, ne? I want to go to my cousin, and then tell her, like down the street, double tool, one of my best friends. It's a corner. Hey, my sister was a cool thing. I'm going to come again. So every time I get to things will figure. I've been telling you, so tell me 5 minutes before figure. So that I'd rush. And then make it back on a pantry. What's the thing to me?
A long hour, pull again.
I'm going to go to the house. I invited to bring fun when you pass the machine. Let me do it. Man, the bank be the cousin saying you broke about the eyes. There's an opening when you pass the machine program. Hey, I shy more than I sent thing. Figure out. Bank value when you room was open. Man, the boy on the package with the package le. Imagine you hold around in young and like in shiny big. I think I'll just interview him with it. Oh, jam. Urmunta is the project. The Primavera in your program. I spent 5 years ago. Netanya doesn't to less. But yeah, it's Nyazaz, don't go to Nyazaz, and I'm not going to do
it.
I'm not going to do it.
Pamela.
Hi, Skumba.
Good, how are you, man?
I'm good, guys.
Sure.
My condolences to Ndumiso.
And thank you.
Hey, Mbali.
Hello.
My favorite, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sure, I'm a favorite.
Yeah, guys. All right, Skumba. So, whenever I'm in trouble, I use it. I fake pregnancy. I pretend like I'm pregnant. If I pass a robot and then the traffic cop stops me, I'll be like, you know how Tinabantaba pregnant is, how we forget. Yeah. I didn't see. I even use this. And then sometimes when I was studying, I remember when I was studying, I'm supposed to, well, I'm doing nursing. We're supposed to use this lead apron. It's heavy when we do orthopedics. Mm. So I'll be like, yo, Mina, I'm pregnant. I can't go into this area, you know. And when I go on public holidays, you know, those holidays where there's a traffic in the freeway and those toilets. When I get there, there's a queue for our coke and our preggy. I speak it again.
Whoa, Pamela, hold on. You've been pregnant for how long, too?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Maybe 15 years.
KG.
So I'm going to be injured.
Let's keep it short.
I think the Kunala Honga Machi.
Yeah.
Girl, fake Utando, who to pitch his hook.
Yeah.
Okay, Utando Moon, you fake, and you would have it.
Okay, you win a lagalum and you brought me.
Yeah, bye.
95.9. Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.